This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A New York Times report making the rounds this morning says that while serving as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton didn't use her work email for correspondence. It's a move that's already drawing criticism on the issue of transparency. Let he who never sent a work email from his personal account or vice versa cast the first stone. But when a top official does it, there are lots of questions, like security. Marketplace's Dan Weissman searches for some answers.
Everybody has a workaround. James Binsile is CEO of Globalscape. His company sells secure systems for moving files. And the company he sells to tell him their employees do not stay on the reservation.
Everybody you talk to says, oh, yeah, just, you know, send it to me on, you know, Yahoo or Gmail or Hotmail or put it in my Dropbox.
According to one study last year, 85% of workers had used unofficial channels at one point. Larry Poneman did that study. He says it's a huge security problem. However, Hillary Clinton was not a typical worker using Gmail to avoid a little hassle. She had her own email system. And unofficial doesn't have to mean unsafe. Here's Poneman.
Just the fact that it's not part of the government's email system doesn't necessarily mean that it's insecure.
Someone with enough money and motivation could create a good system.
And it could be very secure and make it harder for the bad guy to actually find it.
Because it's so small. The smaller the system, the fewer people know the security protocols, the harder it might be to crack. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.